This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. To help slow the spread of COVID-19, health experts are encouraging people again to celebrate the holiday at home without bringing together multiple households. For a lot of people, that would mean a solo holiday. But after a long year of isolation, the idea of being by ourselves, say for Christmas or Hanukkah, might not feel like something we want to do. Our next guest has some advice on how to keep our spirits up while we're alone this season. Shyla Morgain is a distinguished psychologist specializing in health psychology at UW Health. Shyla, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's such an important topic.
And it sounds like, as I read up on this, one key, if we're going to have a holiday alone, is to kind of plan ahead of time, not to be caught on the day of realizing, oh, this is a bummer. I'm all alone and I don't know what I'm going to do. How important is it to come up with a plan for our holidays?
Absolutely. Combating social isolation and loneliness is really key to well-being during this holiday season. There are health implications if we become too lonely and isolated. So really having a plan of who you want to connect with in what way, at what time, can make sure that you don't have those unoccupied moments where you might be vulnerable to experiencing the holiday blues.
One key here, Shyla, it seems to me, is I think every year there might be people dealing with loneliness, even around the holidays, and they might think, this is just me. I'm all alone and feeling alone. That's not true ever. It's really not true this year, though, is it? A lot of people are going to be dealing with these issues.
Absolutely. The holidays typically can be quite stressful, but this year it looks so different and we're not able to access some of our favorite traditions. We're not able to see some of the people we look forward to during this time of year. And as a result, it can be a really challenging time. So I'm also encouraging, in addition to having that plan of people you want to connect with virtually or your favorite activities, to really practice emotional fitness. You know, here in Wisconsin, it's the winter. We're vulnerable to the winter blues. So it's really important to prioritize taking care of yourself, sleeping well, eating healthy foods, getting regular exercise, managing your stress through mindfulness or relaxation, and also really cultivating your joy. I think these days leading up to the holidays, we can think about doing one simple thing simply for our joy to really boost our mood.
I know it can be hard when a person's in the midst of feeling like that, the isolation, the loneliness, the sadness. It can be hard to come up with that plan, to figure out what's going to give you joy. How can we get that initial spark of motivation to make sure we do take care of ourselves?
Well, I think one thing to keep in mind is this year we don't have to do all those things that were those expectations. We don't have to drive a long way in the sleet or snow to go to a family member's house we weren't really looking forward to. So instead, give yourself permission to play by your own rules. You can create this holiday any way you want. You can wear pajamas all day or eat some favorite foods in moderation or watch a show you've been looking forward to. So get creative and think outside the box. And, you know, again, there's a silver lining that this holiday season could be quite memorable because it might open up ways of doing new things. And a little bit of solitude, if we choose it, if it's more of a choice, can be actually quite enriching. We often are so busy that we lose touch with our inner voice. And having a little bit of spaciousness can help us come home to ourselves. And I call this active solitude, actively taking time for yourself, take a walk in nature, do a little meditation, get a good night's sleep. All that stuff can be really nurturing and soothing this time of year.
Talking to Shyla Morgain, a distinguished psychologist at UW Health, about how to approach the holidays if we're celebrating in smaller groups than we're used to, maybe even solo, and how to make the most of it. Shyla, for people who are going to have a phone call or a video meeting with friends or family on the holidays, how do we make sure it's not just another in a long series of these pandemic calls or Zoom meetings or whatever? How can we make it a little more special?
That's a great question. Zoom fatigue is real. We can start to burn out and find it draining. And so thinking about, are there creative ways to have a call? Could you do a board game through Zoom or maybe have a holiday scavenger hunt where everyone's getting items and sharing pictures? Or maybe you're having a ugly sweater competition and everyone's showing off their new sweater or their funny sweater. If you have kids, you could have them connect with their cousins and do some games or do do a charade, show and tell. Again, you know, there's so many different ideas. But I think if we're just sitting in front of the screen chatting for half an hour with multiple people, that can feel quite draining. And it can be an opportunity to connect family all across the country all together and even share a meal. I know for Thanksgiving, and I'm hearing people doing this for Hanukkah and Christmas, they're doing the same dish but at different households and trying to see, is it, you know, similar to grandma's favorite casserole or grandpa's favorite cookies, and showing off their decorations and that same dish in the creative way that they've prepared it. So think outside the box, but it can, again, create memories that really bond us during this time and help us feel not so alone.
Flipping things around, how important is it for people to make sure that those people who might be spending a holiday alone are on their radar and to reach out to them?
This is so important. I think of two ways. First, if you know somebody who's single or living on their own, reach out to them and ask them specifically how they're doing and what they need during this time of year, and then create a plan. Ask them what kind of support, how they want to stay connected to you. And what we're doing here is we're really creating a sense of meaning. One of the things that can stabilize and boost our mood is in generosity of giving to other people. So reach out to those single people, those people living alone. And even if you are living alone, a great way to feel connected to humanity and others is to give the gift of generosity. Reach out to a neighbor, donate to a cause that's important to you, or bring a meal and leave it outside somebody's doorstep of somebody else in your neighborhood who might be struggling. And lastly, know you're not alone. And if you are feeling depressed or abusing substances or feeling really anxious or having trouble sleeping, please reach out for help, calling your doctor or reaching out to see a behavioral health specialist for additional support and guidance.
Shyla, thanks so much for sharing this advice with us today.
It's been a pleasure, and happy holidays.
To you too. Shyla Morgane is a distinguished psychologist specializing in health psychology at UW Health. We talked to her today about making the holidays less lonely, even if you're spending them alone.